It's hard to imagine losing a loved one, a wife, a husband, a child. For many, it's their biggest fear. From Wondery, The Vanished is a podcast that tells stories of often overlooked and unsolved missing persons cases. Each episode, host Marissa Jones dives deep into a new case, sharing the details of their mysterious disappearance from interviews with family, friends, law enforcement, and even suspects in an effort to reveal the truth. The Vanished has even aided in getting long overdue arrests through their in-depth interviews. In a special two-part series, The Vanished dives into the mysterious case of Melissa Highsmith. When Melissa was an infant, desperate for childcare, her mother put out an advertisement for a babysitter. Someone who called themselves Ruth Johnson answered the ad and picked Melissa up from their apartment the next day. Melissa was never to be seen again. What happened to Melissa? Was Ruth Johnson a malicious kidnapper, or was she just a cover story for a much more sinister plot? I'm about to play you a clip of Melissa's story on The Vanished. While you're listening, follow The Vanished wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Prime members, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
If this was your sister, what would you do? Would you ever give up? Would you want people to get involved in the story, to share it? I've taken on a different outlook on when I see things that people ask to share. I've started sharing them because they are searching for something or someone or whatever. And this is what we're doing. We're asking people to just share this story because we believe that if people just share, it's going to get to the right person, someone who knows Melissa or Melissa herself.
On August 18th, 1971, a classified ad was published for a single day in the Fort Worth, Texas newspaper, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, that read as follows. Babysitter wanted from 8 to 3:30 days. Spanish Gate Apartments call after 3 p.m. On August 23rd, 1971, a woman who said her name was Ruth Johnson came to the door of Alta Highsmith, who would place the ad, and said she was there to pick up Alta's 21-month-old daughter, Melissa Highsmith. Alta's roommate gave the baby to the woman named Ruth, who promised to return her at the agreed-upon time. Melissa Highsmith has never been seen again, and the story of her abduction, that's a tale we're going to unfold for you with exclusive interviews, new information, and questions that seem as though they should be easy to answer. I'm Marissa, and from Wondery, this is episode 371 of The Vanished, Melissa Highsmith's story, part one, The Woman with the White Gloves. By the summer of 1971, Alta was a single mom back in Fort Worth with her one-year-old daughter, struggling to make ends meet, and still growing up herself while raising a young child. We knew she had to have been struggling given what Jeff told us about Alta's early life and lack of a solid family foundation, which we will explore further in the second part of this story. We actually spoke to Melissa's mother, Alta, in the first interview she has agreed to in many years. We asked her to tell us in her words what happened in her marriage and how she and Melissa ended up in Fort Worth, at this apartment with a roommate.
I was happy to have a girl, and, you know, I was real happy with Melissa, and her dad and I, we were living in Texas when she was born, and we moved to Illinois. He was a musician. He was out playing a lot almost every night, and we were happy for, I guess, I didn't see any red flags about him having an affair with someone, and I found out, I don't remember how I found out, but I went to the club where he was playing. Someone had said that he would be with this girl, and he was. And I looked at him, and I just walked out, you know. And he didn't come home, and he didn't come home for a couple of days or so. And I figured, well, that's probably it. So I called my brother Perry in Texas, and he came all the way to Illinois, and he got me. And he moved me back to Texas, and me and Melissa, and we stayed with my brother Eddie and his wife for a little while. until I could get a job. I found a job, and I was able to find a babysitter. Well, I'm not sure exactly about the babysitter. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't remember, but I must have got somebody to watch her while I was working. I don't know if it was family or what. I don't know. But anyway, I was struggling. My ex-husband, he never called to ask about Melissa, see how she was doing. I was there for like 4 or 5 months before she got kidnapped. And he never called, never sent any money to help me.
According to what the younger children have been told, Carol was out the night before Melissa disappeared. Sharon told us more about Carol, including the fact that she had never been discussed in the media or named at all in relation to Melissa's disappearance, but she clearly is an important person in the story, if she was the last person to see Melissa alive.
Something that's never come to light in all of these interviews we've ever done, in every article I've ever seen in my whole life, we've never talked about Carol Key. Who is Carol Key? Carol Key is the woman who gave my sister away. Carol Key is was my mom's roommate. Carol Key is the last person who saw Ruth Johnson. Let's put her name in quotes, right? Because her name wasn't Ruth Johnson. But this is something that's a speculation in a lot of the articles online, is that was Ruth Johnson a woman or was this a person disguised? Part of me also thinks that this person that was possibly a man dressed as a woman with a wig, because wigs were very, very, very trendy back in the 1960s, 70s, let's say. And this woman, let's say in quotes, was wearing white gloves to disguise, in my opinion, to disguise her hands, her hands.
If you've ever been to Texas, you know that anyone wearing gloves in the heat of an August summer would stand out. And that certainly makes us wonder why she would have been wearing them.